We have an update now on a story we've been following all week. Today, the United States Senate set aside a major immigration bill after it failed to win a procedural vote. This proposed legislation was a hard-fought compromise that had been agreed to just yesterday. Here's Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman.
So there we were less than 24 hours ago celebrating an amazing agreement on a solution to the immigration crisis in America. And here we are today essentially accepting for the moment defeat.
That's Senator Joseph Lieberman. NPR's David Wellna is covering this story and joins us once again. David, yesterday it looked as if the Senate had reached a deal, as Senator Lieberman said. What happened here?
Well, Steve, I think the partisan divisions and also disagreement within the Republican caucus itself finally caved in this bill. The main sticking point was that there were Republicans who did not like this immigration bill at all, who had a series of amendments that they wanted to attach to this bill. Fellow Republicans who supported the bill were willing to go along with that, but Democrats weren't. They were saying this would do the bill in. It would gut it of its essence. They refused to go along with that. But also, Democratic leader Harry Reid insisted that before they vote on this bill, that Majority Leader Bill Frist agree to allowing the entire Judiciary Committee to sit on the committee that would try to work out differences with a House bill that's very different from the Senate version in a conference committee. And of course, Frist would not agree to that. So Frist, in fact, instructed his fellow Republicans to vote against letting this bill come to a final vote.
So procedural arguments here, although substantive, too, because they're arguing over who gets to write the final bill after it passes both houses. Now, you mentioned Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader. I have to ask, David, Frist is the Majority Leader. He favored this bill. His party is a majority in the United States Senate. How could it not get through, and what does it mean for him that it doesn't?
Well, we should say also, I guess, that the Bill Frist intends to retire this year, and he has his eye on the White House in 08. And so he's got that consideration, but he's also got the consideration that he's probably the only person in the Republican leadership in the Senate who really supports this immigration bill that would open a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented workers in the country right now. And I think that there were all sorts of pressures playing on him and also on the Democrats. I mean, there were divisions among the Democrats as well. And you can find any number of ways to sabotage a bill if you actually don't want to vote on it. And in fact, I think both sides found ways to do that.
So let's back away from the infighting here. This is a measure that people in both parties say is a major concern. After this debate, even though they didn't get a bill yet, are there some basic things that large numbers of people in both parties seem to agree on?
I think the one thing that both parties agree on, and in fact that both the House and Senate agree on, is that the border is broken and needs to be fixed. There needs to be more effective border security. And both chambers' bills have provisions for that. The big difference between the House and the Senate, of course, is that the Senate said we also have to do something about the fact that we have 11 to 12 million people in the country illegally and who are unlikely to leave on their own volition, and something has to be done about them.
And that's the disagreement on which everything is foundered.
That, I think, is the main sticking point in this legislation. And it's something that's divided Republicans to the point where, this being an election year, I don't know if many of them actually wanted to be casting a vote on this, because it could be used against them in some cases, and others who campaign for it would show divisions within their own party. So it's quite likely, if anything gets done this year, it would probably happen after the November elections in lame duck session.
David, thanks for all your work on this.
Sure, Steve.
That's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. And again, the news this morning is that the United States Senate has set aside a major immigration bill. A compromise did not pass a test vote before the U.S. Senate. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.